I did like that guy coming back as Judge Smales in the Caddyshack. What's his real name? The guy that plays the head of the family in Succession? The guy that does the McDonald's commercials?
I need to look it up.
Yeah.
Cox.
Yes.
Yeah.
Brian Cox. Brian Cox.
Yes. Funny. Hilarious.
Really good spot.
Oh, Billy. Yes.
Perfect guy to have in that role.
Did you know that was Canelo?
I didn't
the
know
boxer.
That was Canelo.
That was Canelo.
I did know that.
Yeah, see?
I didn't. That was another. I saw. First, I'm like, that wasn't Bill Murray, was it? Turns out it was Tony Romo, which was like.
Funny.
Okay.
What's happening to Tony Romo?
I don't know.
Are they on his neck right now?
I don't know. They're kind of. They had to have an intervention.
See? I think they're trying to fix this Brady Olson thing by picking on Romo now.
Yeah.
You know, create some space.
Yeah.
But like my friends, when they were watching that commercial specifically, they were like, these people all look vaguely famous, but I don't know where. I'm like, they're all athletes. That's why you don't know them, guys.
Nice.
I was at a very non-athletic party.
I was at, they missed the whole Serena Williams speech thing.
Oh, really?
That was from Any Given Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah. They missed it totally. They were like, what's the point of that? I'm like, okay, never mind. I'm not even going to explain it.
Yeah. Who was Canelo playing in the Caddyshack commercial?
He was driving the cart.
Oh, and, was that? Oh, I did see.
And he was the guy that was, you know, it's in at the end.
That was
Canelo Alvarez.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Crazy.
We haven't talked about this today. I said this to you when I saw you on Friday. You look like you've lost a little bit of weight. Is this pickleball
what
training?
Month are we in?
This is Feb.
When's the tournament?
March.
We're getting close. Yeah.
You look good.
We're getting
there. Your trainer's kicking your butt?
What's that?
Your trainer's kicking your butt?
Not anymore. Yeah, now we're getting better.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, now we're getting better. Yeah.
You look a little thinner in the face.
We're going.
Are you getting good at pickleball?
We're getting there. Yeah. I got to hook up with my man Kirk, and let's get together
have
and have some
played?
Fun.
Have you gotten out on the court
and
played?
Yeah, I can move around.
Do you play singles or doubles?
Singles. I can move around. I can get to every shot.
I'm going to send it to you. There was a video that was going around that Susan showed me the other day of like the professional pickleball league or whatever.
Oh, they're getting really mad, right?
No, it was two men playing two women. Okay.
Yeah.
They're both at the net, basically. You know, you can't go in the kitchen, that little area. They're both basically have their toes. DeMarco, they're hitting rockets at each other from 10 feet away.
Pop, 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 pop,
pop, pop, pop, pop, pop, pop, pop, pop, pop. The rally has to go on 40 shots.
Yeah.
It was incredible. Pop. Pop.
I'm with you. Yeah.
It's a little bit different. If anybody like that shows up at this thing, it's a wrap.
Oh, it's over. Like I said, I'm not trying to, I'm just trying to win the station trophy. Yeah. Absolutely.
Have you leaned on Kirk at all? Is he prepping?
We're going to talk. I know he's getting ready. He's competitive.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know he's going to be ready. We'll be all right.
Al, I know, has still not played. I'm very, very concerned about all of this. Like, I haven't played a ton, but I've been getting out there a little bit.
Yeah.
Trying to find my way.
Are we drug testing? Just checking.
You're going to come out all swole, ready to go?
I'm just asking. Are we drug testing? Okay.
Taylor, have you played?
I have not. What about you, Dom? What about you, Dom?
I played a little bit. So,
oh, you did?
How'd it go?
Fine. It wasn't great, but like we didn't have a lot of time. It was like we were out there for like probably like 30 minutes.
It's fun though, right?
It was fun. It was a good time.
It's a fun sport.
We got a little bit, but I don't anticipate us going much farther than the other producer groups. I think the best producer group is going to be Jorge and Greg for sure.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Nice.
Okay. Unless you are going to be the ringer, Taylor, out here getting all the, I don't know, everything.
It feels unlikely.
Yeah, very unlikely.
Thanks, Trev. Thanks for the vote of confidence. Old softball partner over there.
I just, like, we were winning on the softball team. I just feel like, you know, I call him like I see him.
No doubt.
What do you want from me?
Jorge's a pretty good athlete, isn't he?
I think so.
Yeah, okay.
I think so.
Okay.
And Greg is competitive.
Yeah, Greg will compete. You guys are the heavy, heavy favorites.
Well, we'll see. I'm sure somebody's getting ready. We'll have fun.
Somebody says that I sound like Ed Orgeron today.
Ed Orgeron.
Yeah.
Wow.
Say hello. I come in there and Alabama. Woo!
I don't know if that's going to help anything with your voice.
I didn't even do anything. I just started talking.
Coach O, my man. Every time I see him now, I think of him getting out of a pool. I don't know why.
Ed O?
Ed O.
I don't
why?
Want to see that.
Yeah, it was the little video of him in a pool.
No,
yeah.
I've seen the video. I'm just curious why it's stuck in your head.
It just stuck in my head now. That's Ed all
O,
I see.
As it turns out, not a very good football coach.
Yeah.
Like, he's a great guy to get you fired up.
Yeah.
He's
and
really,
recruiter.
Really good at that. Great recruiter. Not great at coaching football, but I do think that guy knows how to have a good time.
I think so.
Yeah.
No doubt. That's what I mean. Yes.
He seems to know how to relax appropriately.
Every time I see Urban Meyer, I think of one thing now. See?
Yeah,
there you go.
Is he the worst coach in NFL history? He's got to be on the short list. He's got to be close.
I'm sure there are worse coaches than him. Yeah. But he's on the list.
Can I make a case for him?
Biggest failure in the NFL.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I'd like to make a case just for worst coach. From the moment he showed up, his players were not on board.
Because hands down.
He brought in Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
It's like this whole thing, like, hey, we're an NFL team. What are we doing here? He told everybody how it was going to be as opposed to collaborate. You can't tell people how it's going to be in the NFL.
True.
Got to collaborate.
Yeah,
you got to get buy-in, right? They lost more or less every game they played. He didn't make it to the end of the first season. And the very next year, they were good.
They got better without him immediately.
They were good immediately. Doug Peterson comes in. They not only go to the playoffs, they win a playoff
game.
We're
different. Yes.
Yeah.
Right there.
Trevor Lawrence went from a, does this guy suck, to, oh, no.
Hey, he's not bad.
He's pretty darn good.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, you're right.
Did I convince you?
He's on the list.
Would you vote in my, if I were presenting this to the FAR jury?
There's been some bad coaches. I'd say that's one of the biggest failures of all time.
Feel free to name names if you'd like, but if you,
I like some of them.
I was just going to say, if you don't want to hurt feelings,
right,
answer it this way. Were there times that guys you played for, you're like, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. That's just wrong.
Yes. Immediately. Yeah.
What the hell do you do?
Well, it depends on where you are in your career. That happened to me late. So I'm like, okay, you know what the story is, guys. If you're young, you don't care. You're just trying to make it in the NFL. So you can tell from the first 5 minutes whether this guy knows what he's doing or not. And whether you want to follow him or not.
Do you say, hey, coach, listen, man, no, that's not going to work. That's not how we need to do this.
You try to support him as much as you can and correct him without correcting him. Because if you correct him and he gets all in his feelings, you just created a tyrant, and we go nowhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You try to help him and show him the right way.
That's got to be a really crappy feeling to say, that's just wrong.
Horrible.
And not be able to fix it.
The best thing that happened besides Todd Gurley and everything else and Aaron Donald, the best thing that happened to Sean McVay was Andrew Whitworth.
Mm.
Yeah, the guy had been in the league forever. You can bounce stuff off of him. What do you think about this, Whit? I think this is great. I wouldn't do this. And then he says it to his team.
Does that mean that Whit would make a good coach?
That's a great question. Did Jeff Saturday get the job yet?
No.
Because I am curious if he does get the job.
It's going to be the guy from OC, the OC right. for the
OC?
Eagles.
Yeah. Okay, if you do give Jeff Saturday an entire offseason and let him build, I think he'll be a pretty good coach.
Really?
Same with Whit, yeah. It's not like he doesn't know football.
Right.
It's just embarrassing how fast he got the job over other qualified candidates. But it's not that Jeff Saturday can't do that job from day one. You know what I mean? He knows more football than most people.
But see, so this is one
of
those
things.
There,
yeah.
Like, I'll use my occupation. There's knowing sports, right, which a lot of people do. You go to a bar or anywhere else, there would be guys yelling at TV. They know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Doing a radio show is not the same as knowing sports.
Absolutely not.
And,
right.
And knowing football is not the same as coaching a football team. I can know that this guy blocks this guy, this is a cover two, this is a show. I know that I speak the language, but that doesn't mean I can get 60 guys to buy into what I'm trying to sell.
True.
Doesn't mean I can lead a staff of 20 coaches into trying to sell what I want to sell. That's a totally different. That's why what McVay did and why I think that the Rams are going to be very good again very soon is he does know how to do those things. He does know how to create buy-in and culture and lead. And guys come in and say, he does know what he's doing. I'm going to do this.
I think Jeff Saturday, if you get in a room and he hires the right staff, his staff, and he coaches the coaches, which will in turn coach the players, I think he'll be okay. Same with Whit. If Whit is your head coach and he's coaching the coaches, this is what I want, this is what we're going to do, and he'll handle the rest, I think they'll be fine as long as they have the right support. That's the thing. But the other thing is that makes it look so bad is you have to earn your dues to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you just can't be vaulted to the job because your owner's a nut job.
Well,
yeah.
Unless you're special. And not that he jumped over everybody like Saturday did, but Sean McVay was 30 years old when he got that job.
Right.
It would have been very easy to say, yeah, I really like this, but not quite yet. He's the age of the players.
Yeah.
We got to get somebody that's got a little gray in his hair, been around. They said, no, he's got the goods. Give him the job. Turned out exactly right. It's just to have, but you got to have the goods. You have to be special. McVay is.
I'll quote Marshall Faulk again. When they asked him about Sean McVay, what do you think? You should hire him. Don't you think he's too young? Well, if you wait until he's ready, the right age, you won't be able to afford him.
Mm.
And I think that has bared out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they made the right choice. But look, he was born in it, McVay. He was brought up in it. He gets it. That's why he gets that job. I think Jeff Saturday, like I said, it's nothing against him. It's just how he got the job that turned everybody off. Yeah, it's not him.
So let's talk about what we saw with the Chiefs last night, what we've seen with the Chiefs for the last 5 years, and – what the Rams have to do to get back on that level, knowing what we know about Kansas with the quarterback, with the coach, and with their availability to kind of keep this thing running, because he's already gotten paid. That's coming up next. It's Travis Slee. DeMarco's in for Slee on 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
So I was thinking back about the last 100 days in Philadelphia as a fan, if you're a Philadelphia fan. They lost the MLS Cup and the World Series on the same day. They weren't really supposed to be in the World Series. Like, it was kind of like a surprise they got there. So like, that's a really cool thing as a Philly fan. You're like, okay, underdogs, getting there is the thing. Yesterday, you were the number one seed. You're supposed to be there. You'll lose on like the last play of the drive off a flag that was a true flag, but you can debate it in your own head. Is this a good year to be a Philly fan, or is this a back-breaking year to be a Philly fan?
Great question.
I am of the opinion that being in it is the fun part. Winning, obviously, we all want to win a championship. Last year, when a year ago today, you and I were walking out of SoFi Stadium together,
pushing carts through
wood chips for a mile. By the way, the carts that weighed about 300 pounds each.
Yeah.
Through wood chips.
We went to a different level.
Yeah,
friendship wise. We did.
We did.
We didn't quit.
It's like when you go through something together, it's like, okay.
We're there.
I could count on you.
Survivor.
We're going to be there together. Yep. You want to win a championship. I want, Emily, you guys know, with the Dodgers last year that,
super fun season.
It was terrible because they collapsed when they did. Being in the mix is what's fun.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do. Look, Philly fans are probably banging their head on the wall that they lost the Super Bowl last night. They got to the World Series. Being in the mix is what makes it fun. You can't be bad every year because that sucks. But being in the mix is what it's about. You don't know if you're going to win or not. You might lose.
From a normal fan base, yes. But I think Philly is happy being miserable.
Yeah, maybe.
I think they like it better when they lose, so they have an excuse to tear things up. You know what I mean?
The city's going
to
burn.
See what I'm saying? Yeah, I think they like being miserable.
Their whole heart is in it. I think that the idea is like, how much more can you get so close? I think back to the Bills.
But
stuff,
that's
like,
the four fun, seasons. Right? Like, wouldn't you rather be the Bills, for instance, through that run, but the more recent run with Josh Allen,
yeah,
but the Jim Kelly, Andre Reid, Bruce Smith Bills, right? Four Super Bowls in a row.
Knocking on the door.
Wouldn't you rather be them than the Clippers, who
absolutely
are just never in it?
Absolutely.
Who are just never, the heartbreak obviously is devastating, but you're in it.
Okay,
that's
so
the fun.
You see a diehard Philadelphia fan, you respect him.
Sure.
Now, this is all due respect to a diehard Clipper fan. How do you feel when you see them?
They don't really matter.
That's... You're like, why?
Yeah. Who did something?
Why are
you
doing this to yourself?
Why are you doing this to yourself?
Yeah, there you go.
We have a Philly fan back here in the social team. Maybe we can get his take about it.
Is he hurt? Are you hurt? I can see you. Are you brokenhearted? You played well. It was Mahomes, right?
Well, that's the other thing.
It's not like you lost to Trent Dilfer,
That's the other thing.
Yeah.
This isn't a, hey, we blew it. This is Mahomes got us. He's gotten everybody since he's come into this league.
Don't feel bad.
This is our only shot. I think the Eagles are pretty good.
Yeah.
I think Jalen Hurts is really good. I think there's a chance they'll get another bite at the apple or so. But this isn't, I can't believe we fumbled on the 1 yard line going in to win the game. It wasn't that. Patrick Mahomes might be the greatest quarterback that's left. Now that Tom Brady's done, he's the best guy there is. And he's kind of just getting started, and he's already won 2 Super Bowls. getting beat by that. There's no shame in that.
You made one mistake. One.
Yeah.
The turnover that gave them the touchdown and momentum, and that was it. Other than that, it's Mahomes is just that good. He's that guy.
It's a Bud Light Reaction Monday on 710 ESPN. We're reacting to everything that happened on Super Bowl Sunday, presented by Bud Light. Make Bud Light your game day beer. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Must be 21 or older. Please enjoy responsibly.
Can I ask him one more question?
Yeah.
Are you from California? How in the heck can you? Are you an Eagles fan?
There was no professional sports or professional football team in LA for a long time.
There's a million teams from here to Philadelphia. There's a million teams in between there. How do you pick them?
I have an answer.
What?
I don't know how it, but so I'm going to use my three children. My children grew up in this city when there was no NFL team here.
Okay.
Okay.
Who'd they gravitate
to? My oldest one graduated to the Cowboys. Do you know why?
Close. Yeah.
My dad took him to training camp at Oxnard one summer.
Locked in.
He's in.
Saw it up close.
I'm
there.
A Cowboy fan.
That's cool.
I'm in.
Southwest flight to Dallas is right there.
My second son, my youngest, is a Saints fan because the first thing he remembers watching football was at a Super Bowl party where they beat the Colts. The Saints won.
Fair.
He's like 5 years old. He's
locked
like,
in.
That's my team.
Okay.
My daughter, who first started to recognize what football, we were living in Houston at the time. She's a Texans fan.
What?
You don't get to pick these things. These things pick you. That's like my point.
The Houston Texans.
The Houston Texans, not the Oilers.
okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
But this way, just...
Do you have any of that story? Any of that?
Crosses your field of vision at some point.
That's so weird to me. Like, you know,
you can be grew up in the Bay Area. Were you a Niners or a Raider fan?
Raiders fan.
You're a Raider fan.
Right there.
You were East Bay.
First pro I ever saw was Jack Tatum.
Oh,
I'm in love. I'm in love from here. This is my game. I love this. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm there. But Philly, okay. McNabb, right? There it is. I knew it. Okay, Donovan McNabb. He's on TV. He's an Eagle. I get it.
McNabb was fun to watch.
Even more fun to play against. McNabb was fun to play against.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I would think it would be a nightmare to
he
play
was
against.
It's fun to play. I mean, it's a challenge to get this guy in the pocket. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I
it's
thought
fun.
You meant fun and like, I'm going to tear this guy's head off.
No, fun. It's fun to chase him around. Good stuff. Okay, yeah.
He's kind of, you know, in the grand scheme of things, I think he got a bad deal. Because he was.
You think so?
He was really good.
He was.
And
he was.
Never won the Super Bowl, went to one, barfed during the final drive and all that stuff. Kind of a bad look. He and T.O. doing whatever they were doing.
I remember the barf. I needed to be there so I could smell it. I know that sounds weird.
It does.
I know. I needed to smell it.
Give me some context.
Why are
on
we
that.
Barfing?
He was out of. Look, we've all been run to the point of puking, right?
Yes.
Mad coach.
But if that barf spelled 80 proof.
Oh.
I may hate you for life. You know what I'm saying? I needed to be there. That's gross.
That to me felt like a barf of exhaustion.
That's fair. Okay. But I just needed to be there for that moment. Yeah.
I didn't think we were going to get that.
Is that gross? I'm sorry. Let's move on.
Yeah. Disgusting act.
It is a disgusting act. All right. So Mahomes is locked in. He's going to be doing this at least 10 more years.
At least, yes.
Probably 15 is probably a better bet. He's on that half of the draw, as are most of the great young quarterbacks. Burrow, Herbert, Tua, Lamar, Allen, and whoever else I'm
Lamar Jackson. Oh, you said Lamar.
Yeah, Lamar too. The other half feels far more wide open. San Francisco's still got whatever they're trying to do with their quarterbacks, but they know they're always going to be good. You look at the Eagles. You said yourself, you think this was their shot at this and that they missed it and it may not come around again.
See their
for
list
a while.
Of free agents?
Yeah.
You can't pay everybody.
Well, look at, you know, they went to the Super Bowl a few years ago. They bottomed out, came right back. The Rams went to the Super Bowl. They didn't bottom out, but they went back to the Super Bowl with a totally different team 4 years later. This is the challenge in the NFL that the Chiefs kind of cracked the code. The Patriots cracked the code. Quarterback, head coach will figure everything else out.
Right.
The Rams have the head coach. They have a quarterback who's not old, but not young. And now they got to cycle everybody through again. Where are they in the cycle? Because looking at where the Chiefs are, looking at what Burrow has, looking at what Allen has, feels like they got a long way to go to get back on that level.
Well, I mean, look, I thought it was interesting. Right after the last game in Seattle, we didn't know if Sean McVay was coming back, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think the first guy to chime in, or at least throw out his opinion, was Matthew Stafford. I am coming back, whether or not he comes back. I am your quarterback. And then you get McVay coming back saying, I'm ready to play. So, yeah, I mean, I think that is at least solidified for the near future. In the short term, you're going to have head coach and quarterback. And with Matthew Stafford fully healthy, with an offensive line that stays together, you can take your shot in the NFC. You just mentioned it. What other quarterback is out there? If Aaron Rodgers leaves the NFC, who else is the elder statesman in that conference?
I'll go a step further. I agree with what you're saying.
Yeah.
I don't care if Aaron Rodgers stays in the NFC.
I do. That guy's really good.
I know he is, yeah. DeMarco. I'm not here to say he's not good. What I'm saying is, guy's been in the league a long time. He's gone to Super Bowl one time.
True.
That's weird.
True.
That it's not like he went once and then stuff started happening. He was on bad. They've had really good teams. He's played really well. They lose weird games.
Okay, so watching Mahomes go, this is my first thought. No joke. He reminds me of a young Rodgers, just better at this age.
Mm.
The way he can threaten the pocket and know what's going on down the field and get the ball anywhere. He reminds me of Aaron Rodgers. So that guy is still walking the earth. Whatever happened in Green Bay, whatever happened in Green Bay, he's still one of the special quarterbacks. But for Matthew Stafford and the Rams, if he does exit the NFC, that makes you the de facto guy in this conference.
Well, that's the
thing. If you're Matthew Stafford.
Well, and think about it. Think Philadelphia will be the favorite coming in next year in the NFC, right? Because they're defending champs, because they have Hurts, because they have A.J. Brown. They're a good team. Nick Sirianni seems to be a pretty good coach. Who's the next best team in that half? I don't want to hang my hat with the Cowboys.
Are you down on Dak Prescott? Yeah.
I'm not down on Dak Prescott. Yeah. I'm down on the Cowboys.
Yeah.
They're one of those teams that finds a way to lose. Good teams like the Chiefs find a way to win. Good teams like the Rams find a way to win. Good teams like the 49ers find ways to win.
Yeah.
The Cowboys find ways to lose. The Packers find ways to lose. I'm betting on those guys.
I'm with you. I'm surprised Jerry Jones didn't blow it up.
So who's next? Who's next? Is it San Francisco?
When is Brock Purdy coming back?
They say right before camp.
Right before camp.
But if he gets a reconstruction, he'll miss the whole year.
That's what I'm saying. That's going to be hard. That's a tough road to hoe for him. So that could be wide open. Maybe in Arizona, if you get Kyler Murray going in the right way, you get the right head coach for him.
Minnesota had a good record, but you don't impress Kirk Cousins.
I am not impressed with Kirk Cousins.
No, I'm not impressed with the Vikings. I'm not talking about the coach.
I'm impressed by Justin Jefferson.
He's great, but they're another one of those teams. They find a way to lose.
Yeah.
There are winners and there are losers. Teams that San Francisco finds ways to win. These teams like Philadelphia, Kansas City find ways to win. Cowboys are a perfect example of this. Do they have good players? Yeah. Do they seem to have a functioning head coach? Yeah. Good defense? Yeah. How far do they get? Not very far.
True.
Again.
If I was like, look, this is what I bet is going to happen. The AFC is loaded with quarterbacks. I bet the NFC goes running the football and defense.
Mm.
I bet they load up on guys that can knock the quarterback down and guys that can control the clock running the football. You may see
the first half of yesterday's Super Bowl.
You may see a return to Barry Sanders and Emmitt Smith days. If you're going to throw that at us, we're going to run the football like this on you.
Nearly worked yesterday.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And then he did what he does. He's a special guy who made special plays. He only threw us the final number, like 180 some yards. His
every one of them counted.
And then he makes a play with his legs.
Yep.
It's that guy. Just you have to do it perfectly. And the second half, the defense wasn't perfect, and he cooked them.
If you told me you were my head coach, I'm the owner, and you said I'm going to go toe-to-toe with Kansas City and try to outscore them.
Bad idea.
I would fire you. Are you nuts?
Yeah.
Really? No. Find a way to keep the ball from that guy for 35 minutes, and then we'll have a chance to beat him.
Do you not like what Philly did offensively to keep giving the ball back, or did Kansas City just play good defense and got some stops?
Steve Spagnuolo came up with some big plays in key moments. There were some times where Jalen Hurts beat the blitz and got outside and made him pay. Some of those blitzes were designed to get home quick, and when they don't, when he extends the play, now you've got Carlos Dunlap trying to cover a receiver in the slot, and it's not going to happen.
Work.
Pick up first down. So I thought Steve Spagnuolo called a heck of a game. But Philadelphia and that physicality, when it gets to third and one, fourth and one, they're going to win. They're going to get a new set of downs, and they're going to grind you out. Each drive is 5 minutes. That's tough to stop, especially when they're moving people like that.
It's so interesting to me how this stuff turns on the result. If Philly wins that game last night, we're talking about Jalen Hurts in a way that we don't talk about a lot of people. Four touchdowns.
He's MVP.
Three on the ground.
Yeah.
He's MVP.
Yeah.
And look out with whatever this guy's coming next. And now it's, he had a great game, but, he had the mistake, and we'll see what happens next. Mahomes loses that game yesterday. It's, he's been in all these games, but why do they keep losing the Super Bowl? It's so just one result, one play, one big punt return, which, by the way, we haven't really talked about.
Heck of a return.
That was kind of the game.
Wow.
Because it took it from
bad punt.
It was a terrible punt, and he got caught in traffic right away.
Yeah.
But he popped it out, and it's like, now we don't even have to move the ball, really.
Heck of a return.
We're right here along the way. play or two. Now you're talking dynasty. You're talking greatest quarterback of all time. And Philly, it's where do you go from here?
Wow.
It just, it's on a play or two.
You know, look, I don't want to bet against or Jalen Hurts has got nothing but better. Mm-hmm. Every single year, he's got nothing but better. But without a loaded football team, and if you, like you said, the economics of football, when you shift all that money to one guy, do you think he's good enough to do it by himself?
He is.
Does he have the style to do it by himself?
He does.
You think so?
Are we talking Hurts or Mahomes?
Hurts.
Oh, no.
Jalen Hurts. No. That's what I mean. The style to do it by himself, on his own, with the way he plays now.
How many guys do? It's Mahomes. Does Burrow do that?
Right. Burrow can.
Herbert?
But they're more pocket than put yourself at risk in running quarterback draws.
What about Allen?
He's going to get banged up at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a young man now. At some point, all that's going to catch up with him.
You know who he reminds me of?
Who?
Cam.
Yeah, throwing your body around.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden.
I'm bigger, stronger, faster than you. I'm going to run your ass over until I can't.
The first quarterback I ever saw that ran power was Cam Newton.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Josh Allen is of that same ilk. Like, he will run over a linebacker. So we'll see how long that carries you.
All right. Lakers have another one tonight. Will LeBron be ready to go? It's coming up. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I didn't have any tacos last night, but they had these nachos that would come in this individual little boat that had, I don't know, maybe 10 chips in it. It'll like, not like nacho rubbery cheese, but like really well done queso, carne asada, guacamole, little chopped red onion. It was so good. So good.
How many baskets?
I had two baskets.
There you go. You're being nice.
Basket of fries.
Yeah.
There was pizza. There were two different types of wings. There was a charcuterie platter. There was mac and cheese. There were pulled pork sliders. There were, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Veggie sliders that were amazing. They were so good.
How do I get on
Never
the list?
Never heard that before.
Yeah.
It was like thinly sliced zucchini and squash and carrot. It was, and they were marinated in whatever it was marinated in. Terrific.
How do I get on the list, man? Come on.
Be my plus one.
Come on, Key.
It was.
He beat us on Monday night. He doesn't know me. I don't know him. There's nothing to be like upset about. He beat us on Monday night in Tampa Bay. He caught the winning touchdown.
Oh, did he really?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm sure he remembers.
I'm sure he does.
I'm sure he does.
Yeah.
I'm sure
he
was.
I thought he was
7 feet
tall when he caught that thing. Like, good God, I
see. Big dude.
That's a huge dude.
Yeah. Big dude.
I think that ball was like 6 yards out of bounds, and he reached over and got it.
Throws a pretty good Super Bowl party,
nuts,
too.
Yeah,
not
absolutely.
A bad way to do it. Two different kinds of specialty cocktails. There was a Paloma, and there was a Mezcal Old Fashioned.
You know what, Keaton? He knows what he's doing.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing.
Yes, he does. Where would you have started? And all those things. They were passing around. They have this little cups filled with French fries, thick cut, kind of fluffy, and they had the little cheese sauce in the bottom of the
cup. That's hard to say no. Oh. The nachos, too.
The nachos were so good.
One thing about the about Philly, I don't know, have you guys been to Philly and spent some time in Philly ever?
I've only been there once, and it was only for a couple days.
So have you been to Chickies and Pete's, DeMarco?
I don't think so.
So Chickies and Pete's is like top tier. Love it. It's like they do these like crab seasoning fries. So it has like essentially like Old Bay fries.
Yeah.
And it's just like I go, that's the thing I miss most about like my brief time spent there. The cheesesteaks and that, amazing. So that, what you said, reminding, but if they just added Old Bay to it.
I think there was Old Bay seasoning on there. Are you familiar with Old Bay, DeMarco?
Yeah, of course.
You can put that on anything. It's amazing.
I've never tried fries though. I will.
My
sister puts it on popcorn.
Sure.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's not my favorite thing, but she swears by it.
Boot. Okay.
Shoe.
I made salmon for my mom, ball. And she said, what did you put on it? And yeah. I said, Old Bay, and she was mad because she thought I was lying. I'm like, no, it's really, it's just Old Bay. Yeah.
Do a little sear on that Old Bay to get a little crunch.
That's, see?
Yeah.
He knows.
Yeah. I've done that. I may have messed around a little bit of that. Emily, we're still waiting on an official word for LeBron tonight, right?
As far as I know, that's, I haven't heard any updates.
I got a question. How quick? When did LeBron get here to L.A.?
5 years ago.
Did they know? If they're doing math, they had to have an idea that he was going to break the record.
Of course.
Here. That was part of the deal for him coming here. Okay. I'm just thinking. I've just heard him talking about being the king and doing it in front of Laker fans.
Yeah.
So they had to know. He had to know. I'm going to break this record probably in this uniform.
You could have circled a month, 5 years ago, said somewhere around this month, if he plays the amount of games he's played. You know,
yeah.
Injuries are obviously the great wild card in all this. But yeah, this has been coming. This is a train coming down the tracks for 5+ years.
One of my coaches said he had tickets for Lakers versus OKC. They were floor seats. And he was so happy. And I'm like, yeah, I'm happy for you. I thought he meant just for the floor seats.
Yeah.
It didn't occur to me like that was going to be the record breaker. I'm like, wow.
Did he get out of his seat or did he sit there and sulk when LeBron had the winning bucket?
He went nuts. There's no video. There's like video of the roof. Then the phone dropped. You know, it's just him and like looking down and like you never saw a LeBron shot in the whole thing.
So I don't know if LeBron's going to go tonight. Still waiting on official word. But we did get to see the new look Lakers on Saturday against the Warriors. They beat the Warriors. No Steph, no LeBron. So kind of a wash right there. AD, not particularly good in that game. That's kind of three in a row where he's been less than the best version of himself. They're going to need it. I know D'Angelo is here, and I know James Vanderbilt had a good game and all these things, and that's great. And LeBron will come back eventually, knock on wood, hopefully tonight. AD has to play well. We can talk about everything else. Lonnie Walker, Austin Reeves are back. Great. It's important. But it's only important if Anthony Davis plays well. There's no other thing that impacts their outcome the way that he does. Even LeBron, we've seen LeBron be terrific. LeBron's had a great season. They're still in 13th place. We're in the middle of February. They're still in 13th place. AD has to play. He has to play well. And everything else is window dressing after that.
Don't you think he knows that, right? I think Anthony Davis might know it,
but he hasn't been able to change it.
I need to come in here.
It's got to be. You just scared the bejeez out of me, man. My God, what? What happened?
You sound great. Oh, my God. You've never sounded better, actually. That's why I came in here.
It's kind of sexy.
You scared the devil out of me. What's up, man?
How are you?
I'm good now. My heart rate is going. Yeah.
I haven't seen you at the grocery store lately.
I go early now.
Oh.
We bump into each other at the grocery store all the time.
We live very close by.
Yeah. It's good to know those people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grocery store people always hook you up.
Always.
You know, you're
nice to them. Especially the produce guys.
Well, especially right now with eggs.
Oh, yes. Yeah. See? Yeah. He knows. Yeah. Yes.
Egg shortage. But the produce guy, you don't want that. Let me get the other one. We just got a new box of tomatoes or pineapples or whatever.
Okay.
They get you hooked
up. Shout out to
right
Tom,
there.
My man, at Pavilions. Hey.
Did you enjoy the game yesterday, George?
Yeah. I think, like everybody, I was a little disappointed with the way it ended.
It didn't hit me like that.
But I was like, you know, it was the right call. I mean, by the letter of the law.
They're going to kick a field goal anyway.
They still win. I agree.
Yeah, that's why it didn't feel like the one. What was it? Michael Crabtree. I forget who the defender was. The Ravens 49ers game a few years ago.
Yeah.
That was like on a fourth down play in the end zone.
Right.
He mugged that guy. Right. No flag. That's when I was, all right, man.
I thought people were being crazy. Like they were comparing it to like those couple of college football instances, like the Ohio State Clemson game a couple of years ago and the Miami Ohio State. It wasn't that. You know what I mean?
The Miami Ohio State card. That's the worst call I've ever seen in my life.
Well, the fireworks were literally going off.
I mean, 30 seconds after the play was over,
it was nuts.
Here comes a flag.
And, who called that game? It was, legendary ABC college football broadcast.
Keith Jackson.
And him and Dan Fouts, I remember that game was going nuts. Like, this is a terrible call. Like,
that wasn't that last
night. No.
Well, wait, what drew you in here? You said you had to come in.
I heard his voice. I wanted to have his voice.
I thought you were talking about Anthony Davis stuff. Oh, Motorhead. That's Lemmy. Yeah, that's the way he sounds. Yeah, I thought you meant we were being too hard on Anthony Davis.
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what the hell you were saying about Anthony Davis.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Just trying to figure him out.
What'd you have to eat yesterday?
Yeah.
You know, not a ton, actually. I was flying back from the Warriors game.
Oh, okay.
Because I did that one for ESPN Radio. And then, you know, we had big breakfast. So, like, it was just us and the kids at home. So it was just, like, snacking on stuff. Nothing too crazy.
Did you let them watch the Rihanna halftime show?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Were you nervous? A little bit, right?
I have a very mature 8-year-old. Like,
okay. Yeah.
She literally can hear me curse and like will tell, like just kind of ignore it. And like we'll be in the car and I'll be listening to music that curses. And when my 4-year-old is in the car, she'll be like, "Dad, maybe you want to turn it down for him."
Nice.
And I do. And I'm like, "Great call." And then I lower the curse word and then I bring it back up. Because at 4, as you may remember,
yeah,
they will say and sponge. Repeat everything.
Yeah. Human tape recorders.
Comes yeah. In, yeah, yeah, yeah. Comes yeah. out.
So with her, she, you know, I trust her, you know.
Yeah.
So it was,
I did
no matter
notice
what,
my
fine.
Brother, you were talking about having the remote.
Yeah.
He did have the remote in his hand for
what
the entire
was he
halftime
worried about?
Show. Well, just in case
skin?
Wardrobe malfunctions, whatever yeah. they're doing, you know, who yeah. knows? Who knows what's going on in live acts? Yeah. So he did have the remote in his hand just in case.
It's the NFL. They're not going to get too wild.
I know. Not anymore. Not yeah. after that Janet Jackson
yeah.
game.
Yeah. Didn't MIA get in trouble? The singer, yeah, she flipped the bird.
Oh, well, yeah.
And got sued. Yeah, I mean listen, anything can happen.
I have a busted yeah. Finger right now, so I could flip you both the bird right now.
Why are you doing this? See,
I'm just showing you my injury. I'm just showing you my injury.
It's an injury report.
Yes.
How'd you do that? What'd you do?
Oh, dude.
What happened?
You'll appreciate this. It was yesterday. I'm leaving the hotel. I'm getting ready to pack my stuff up. Toiletry bag has 3 zips on it, right? It has 2 zips so I can put big stuff in it, like, you know, deodorant, whatever, toothbrush, yeah. and then like hair stuff. And then it has a little side pocket where I put like my razor blade.
Oh,
in there.
I got you.
Razor blade normally out towards the side.
The case, yeah.
Yeah. It was turned in. As I zipped it, it caught my Ooh. Finger and my nail Ooh. And ripped my nail off.
Jesus. Wow.
Like about a quarter of the nail is gone. And it just didn't stop bleeding.
That's a leaker. Yeah,
was
yeah.
that one of those, do I need to go get this sewn shut moments? Was
I thought it about it. So immediately yeah. I'm just running it under the water and like just kind of letting it. I'm like, dude, I've been sitting here for 5 minutes. And it kind of hurts. So I'm like, all right, I'm just going to grab a hand towel. Call the downstairs. I'm like, do you guys have like butterfly band-aids?
And like, have a surgeon on call.
And they're like, I explain what happened. They're like, we actually do have butterfly band-aids
because
really? You aren't the first person this has happened to. And they ran over and brought me the stuff. So yeah, I was able to kind of.
You do have a clean, close shave.
I do.
Your razor nice. Must be quite sharp.
The other person might have been me because the same exact thing happened to me. Oh, I don't know if you can hear me. The same thing happened to me in New Orleans. I had just gotten there with my friend, and well, she wasn't there yet. She was flying in later than me. I went to my bag, and I guess my razor gotten loose. Come up, and finger totally slashed. My friend walks in, and I'm just bleeding profusely. We just got there. We had spent 5 minutes in New Orleans, and that was
wow.
the person that happened.
Looks like a crime scene.
At least it was my way out. Right. Much, much better. But yeah, that hurt like a mother, didn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah.
Nothing worse than finger
well,
injuries.
Well, and the worst part is, I'm going on a plane, so anything I went to grab hurt
you're
like a mother.
You're right-handed.
I grabbed my backpack. I grabbed my suitcase. Like, it was just, I was like, God damn it.
You're right. You're
left.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you survived.
I did.
You're okay.
Thank you for checking in.
Wow.
Do I sound better in person?
A little bit.
Not really.
A little bit.
I'll be back tomorrow.
We should record a metal album. See? He's perfect, right?
Yeah.
See? We'll yeah, see. Right now.
We will see. A little update on LeBron from Dave McMenamin. He went through an extensive individual workout post-shoot-around today. His status for tonight will not be determined until he goes through another workout during the pregame.
Can we just give you this intravenously, these hauls?
Like, the bag was full when I started the day, and we're down to about halfway. So we're getting there. You want to do the dump with us, George?
Yeah, what the hell?
We'll do the dump. Coming up next is Travis Lee, 710 ESPN. It was 1 year ago today, DeMarco. Not only were you and I pushing 300-pound radio carts through wood chips from one side of SoFi Stadium to the other, but it's also the one-year anniversary of the Rams winning the Super Bowl.
The Bengals will not call a timeout. The sidelines empty. Rings for the Rams. A Lombardi Trophy for Los Angeles. 23-20 is the final on their home field here at SoFi Stadium in Super Bowl 56. The Los Angeles Rams are world champions.
That seems like a long time ago.
A whole year.
A whole year.
I'll never get tired of hearing that.
Pretty good. You had a big smile on your face when you were listening to that.
When I came up to the booth finally, after all the ticker tape, and I saw JB, he was absolutely spent.
I know.
I mean, from start to finish, day one, training camp to that moment, that was a long year, man.
What happened?
A long year.
Because when we're all roughly the same age, George, you're a little younger than DeMarco and I, but the Super Bowl sucked for like 15 years.
Oh, it was the NFC was crushing them every year. It felt like when I was a kid.
55 to 10, and just these blowouts, one after the next. And really, for like the last 10 years, Super Bowls, you know, with a couple exceptions here and there, have been terrific. The Rams game last year was terrific. The one last night was terrific. Is it just luck?
Yeah, I mean, it just depends on who gets there. I mean, Brady versus whoever is always going to be fun. It just depends on who gets there. So, yeah,
and the Patriots always played close games for the most part.
Like, it was always tight. Yeah. When they beat the Rams in 2018.
Yeah.
Brady made one play in that game and beat you. Yeah.
That Super Bowl in 2018 in Atlanta, the Rams and the Pats. Oh. I don't know if I've ever seen a worse Super Bowl in my life.
Snooze fest.
It was so boring.
So it's funny. I was watching, it was last week. They were doing on NFL Network those kind of 30-minute Super Bowl recap highlight shows or whatever.
Yeah.
And even that one was 30 minutes and it was boring. Wow. I watched a bunch of them in a row because I couldn't sleep. And even that was boring. I'm
it wasn't
like
30
condensed.
Minutes worth of highlights.
Yeah, well, that's true. By the way, I just had Emily's pulled pork sandwich.
Yes.
Fantastic. It was delicious.
Thanks, Anana.
That's so four for four, right?
Yeah.
Let's go. Everybody, and then all my friends at the party, too.
Have you had the guys in the back try
one
yet?
Yeah, they tried it, too. They loved it, too.
Six for six.
Are there any left?
There's one left.
Okay. See, here's the problem.
It's got your name on it.
Now you're going to be expected to bring things in periodically.
I'm okay with that.
Scoop and score.
Sold. No problem there. Coach Mike Krzyzewski turns 76 years old today.
Wow.
Not a bad run.
Not bad.
Not a bad run. He's on the short list of, when you think of great coaches, that's kind of one of those archetypes that just immediately springs
into
your head.
How does he remain clean in an era of dirty college athletics?
Well, that's probably why. I would imagine he left for a number of reasons. A, obviously he was tired. But the NIL stuff, if you notice the people complaining about the NIL stuff, it's a lot of the old school guys. Whether it's
like him?
Yeah.
Oh,
like Jim Boeheim, right?
Yeah.
Saying that teams are buying teams. Nick Saban did that move last year.
Yeah.
I think that the game
Dabo Swinney hates it.
Games change because it's leveling the playing field is what's happening. So I think the game is changing so fast that I think a lot of these guys, you're going to start seeing more and more of them shift out.
Okay.
It doesn't take away from his greatness as a coach, but I think that aspect of the game, you asked how do you remain clean? It's Duke, man. They have this pristine image, and there are caretakers in every sport, right?
No doubt.
And I think college sports had a lot of caretakers in the media.
For those that know, you'll know. You won't need to do this. If you don't know, go Google the name Sam Gilbert.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That this is – Sam Gilbert was John Wooden's kind of hatchet man, right?
The guy.
That John Wooden is thought of, rightfully so, as this – dignified, classy guy that won all these games.
Wizard
these
of Westwood,
things.
Right. Yep.
Just Sam Gilbert was his guy, and Sam Gilbert did the stuff that John Wooden couldn't want to do.
Right.
Everybody's got one of those
Everybody
guys.
Everybody got a guy. It's like Cappy. He's got a guy for everything, too.
Does he have a Sam Gilbert?
He might have one. Yeah.
Everybody has a bag, man.
By the way, Cappy also came to my mind because he always... He says it's not shots, but he takes shots at JB. JB Long, that was an incredible call.
JB's great.
Cap takes shots at JB.
Yeah, next time
you're kidding me.
Next time you see him, you tell Cappy, "Yo, bro,
what's the issue?
What do you got? What am I missing? My guy,
that's
JB.
My homie.
Yeah.
I didn't know that about
he'll
Cap.
He'll be intimidated by you.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Well,
about
he says
Cap.
That he finishes on a high note, which I think. First of all, I'm like, yo, you've never called the game. Like, let's start with that. Like, that's really hard.
Yeah.
And JB's great at it. So you lay off him. We had Adam Bronstein come in here the other
day. Yeah.
Did Bronny defend him?
And no, I told Bronstein, go tell Cap that, you know, because he had heard the thing before, and I said, tell Cap, JB's pissed.
And what happened?
He came in, and Cap was like, wait, no, wait, are you serious? Like, he was like incredulous about it, and Bronstein played it off for a full segment, and then I eventually just let the cat out of the bag. Like, you know, we were just completely screwing with you the whole time.
Yeah, okay. I don't have to defend JB. He can
He's
do it.
Great.
He can do it himself.
Do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but really? Cap?
Yeah,
I didn't know
time,
that.
Go at him.
Okay, we'll do.
All
we'll
right,
do.
Little update on LeBron. Lakers say that he has been downgraded out for tonight's game at Portland, so they got the one tonight against Portland. They're back at home against the Pelicans on Wednesday night. Then it's the All-Star break, so he's got another week to kind of let it rest. He's missed three. This would make five if he misses the next two. Yeah. Get a week, couple weeks off to
take their whole time off.
Make a push for the finish line.
How many games remaining?
25.
What's the record going to have to be?
They're five games under 500 right now.
Right. What do you want? You want just in the play-in?
In the play-in.
They're only like a game and a half back, right?
Two, I think.
Two?
Yeah.
Okay, so they would, I mean, if everyone's playing at a 52-ish% pace, they got to finish, you know, I would say probably like let me see. I'm doing the math in my head real quick. Like 18 and like...
It's 18 and 7.
18 and 7.
That's 25 games.
Well,
left.
No, that would get them in. That would probably get them into the playoff area.
18 and 7 is 11. So
probably like 16 wins is probably the number you're looking at. 15 to 16 minimum is what they got.
Has this group ever been on an 18 to 7 run?
No.
Not yet.
No.
That's
now
to get
this
to the
is
playoff.
A much better team.
Yeah. Wow.
But here's okay. The look. I do this every Monday. It's like where are they from where they were a week ago? Been in 13th place on Monday every day for more or less the entire season.
Yeah.
They just this idea that they're only two out of this, they're only two out of that. Yeah, it's true, but they never move. They're just kind of cemented into that spot.
And a lot of teams to jump too. That's
yes.
The other part of the equation that people don't factor in. So if 25 games, let's call it 53% winning percent. 13 games. So they would have to, go above 500 for sure. Give them like 14, 15. 15, you're in the play-in for sure.
Today?
That's doable. Okay. Yeah.
So 15, but still, they have been five games over 500 almost at any
maybe
point.
Maybe I'm overestimating.
I think they got three games over 500 last year for a hot second,
right.
And then they went right back underneath.
So not
it.
A given.
No. National Football Hangover Day today, DeMarco, which brings up the age-old debate. Should today be a national secular holiday where we all recoup after what we did to ourselves yesterday?
I always thought so, right? It's rough. Yeah. I mean, Sunday, you're going to be up late. You know this. You're going to have to cut the party short or come hard down the hard road and go to work with a hangover. You know what's going on, right?
Absolutely.
Especially on the East Coast. This West Coast living
is the best. Oh, I can't imagine.
Absolutely.
That's got to be brutal.
Yeah.
I've lived in the central part of it.
Yeah.
That's bad enough. The game doesn't start till 6:30.
Two holidays. Opening day baseball should be a holiday. And the day after the Super Bowl should be a holiday.
You know, you'd still have to work.
Of course, but I'm just saying, be safer for everyone.
Let's do a little super cross talk. I knew I could count on you, Mace. Thanks for good looking out, as they like to say.
Yes, absolutely.
Mace is here. Shadano is here. And Ireland, you're on Comrex. You're here too?
Yes, but Trav, you sound like everybody in our traveling party. Did you get this thing that everybody's got?
I think so. I think so, combined with... Keyshawn has a tequila brand that you
decided to sample over the weekend.
I sampled a little bit yesterday at the party.
Yeah.
So, but it's more voice. I feel pretty good. But
you powered through.
Yeah.
You're a tough guy.
We made it through the end of the line. We made it through.
You're Mahomes like.
Yeah. I get that a lot. You remind me of Patrick Mahomes. It comes up all the time. All the time. What'd you guys make it yesterday?
I thought it was an entertaining game. I thought, it's sad that it ended the way it did where they're playing for the field goal because it was such an exciting game. But I thought beginning to end, really good show. I had a good time watching the game.
Brianna?
I thought she was great. Not as visually spectacular as some of the past acts, but she's an unbelievable vocalist. And she was live, and then the pregnancy thing. I thought it was just really cool.
I thought visually it was cool because they had all the different stages
and
the different angles of it.
Yeah, she definitely was not live.
No, I think she definitely was live.
She sang
most
of it.
Go back and watch. I went back and watched it again this morning. There's at least 10 times where you could hear her singing and her mouth was closed.
Well, she's got backing vocals. Yeah. She's got backing vocals. But no, she's live, John.
Hmm.
You're not buying it. You're not buying it.
Super Bowl performance is always live. That's the one thing that's live.
Does anyone else believe that? Did you see that they
asked
Shirley Ralph after the game who sang?
Shirley Ralph was recorded.
Right.
The anthem was recorded.
She said everything is.
Except the halftime show. Never is.
Lip-synced.
Never is.
Yeah, it was. She was.
No, it wasn't.
It can't be that hard to figure out, right?
Cut her some slack. She's pregnant either way.
Phenomenal. Great show. I'm with you.
But always the anthem and Raise Every Voice. Well, all those songs.
The
are
famous
all pre-recorded.
Whitney Houston one was, I think, the first one that they put in the can. Right?
That is correct.
Yeah,
that was the first
that
one.
That was the
recorded.
One, and they realized that actually makes it sound really good.
I love
Let's
the fact
do
that
more.
Nick Sirianni said he listened to watched the Whitney Houston national anthem beforehand, and then had tears streaming down his face.
Not only beforehand, he did it for years, dreaming of being a coach in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I tried to explain to people. They tried to give him crap about crying. I said, it does hit you.
Come on.
When you're there on the sideline. Like I told my brother, he was making fun of him. I said, look, man, when I was out there, I shed a tear. He was like, why? I said, you'll remember everything from your entire life up until that moment, right before kickoff.
Is it just the emotions of it all kind
of
hit you? Or is it just your adrenaline's through the roof? What is it?
All of it. Everybody's there. Every media personality's there. There are actors that you watch that you're fans of. They're staring back at you, looking at you the same way. It's a weird deal. It's all this emotion until the ball is in the air.
Who sang the anthem when you were there?
I think it was Shania Twain.
Shania Twain. Sure.
I think it was Shania Twain.
Yeah.
Not bad, right? Yeah.
No.
But it does hit you. All that emotion. It's a big deal to be there.
Well, it's the thing that is everything but the football. People that are watching at those parties yesterday that don't watch a lot of football, it's a concert as much as it is a football game, all of those things, but you're in the arena right there, right? It's not just I'm here watching it. I got to go do my thing in front of everybody.
In front of the whole world is here. I told you, at the end of that game, I could literally feel like the earth was round and we're standing on top. That's how it felt. Like, there are no more football games after this. It's all done. We just won the last game of the year. So
the roof was open, right?
Yes.
How did they get Rihanna up on those platforms? Did the wires go to the sides of the stadium?
So it's like the old Dallas stadium where it has like a cutout in the middle. Right. So there are probably ways to do that. Yeah. There are probably still ways to latch it onto the roof, yes.
Yeah, which I thought that was cool. I'd never seen that before, but I wondered how they pulled it off.
You never seen that stadium live, John?
I've never been in that
stadium. That's definitely doable in that stadium. Yeah.
And then the other thing was the turf. So I don't know if people know this, but this is a weird thing they do in that particular stadium. That turf is natural grass, and it's on a tray. So picture like a sliding tray. So when they're not playing football, they just slide the tray outside so it sits in the sun all week and the grass grows. But I think the NFL brought in their own field turf people, and they laid down all new turf. And it must not have taken, because, DeMarco, didn't you think there were tons of slips in that game?
Tons. Too many. So I told Travis, when I see loose or loose turf, when I see it coming up in your helmets, that means wet. Wet means fumbles. Wet means Jalen Hurts drops one. Wet means last pass goes 20 yards. So bad news. But that's the best way to grow a field indoors.
Wet, though?
Well, loose means wet, yeah.
And I would imagine they have to water it down.
Sure, but you're going to make sure that thing's dry before we start the Super Bowl.
And they've got this guy,
George Toma,
who's like
he's done every Super Bowl.
They call him the
forever.
Sod father.
Yeah.
Time to put the sod father out to pasture at this point.
Yeah, it might be time to make him an offer he can't refuse.
Exactly. Because I'm not an agronomist or a horticulturalist, but that was terrible.
Nor can you say it.
You can't have that in the biggest game.
I keep hearing about SoFi. They want to put grass in there.
Well, they're going to have to for the World Cup.
Yeah, eventually.
Right? Because it has to be played on grass, so they're going to have to figure out
you're gonna have
something.
Have the grow lights, because you can't open a door and pull the turf out. So.
No, it's not on the roller like John was talking about there a second ago. It was for the life of me, how have we were able to do what we're able to do, but we can't go grass inside? That seems like such
an insane
proposition.
How do you grow grass indoors? And Arizona came up with the way. It's what they do in Europe. We don't grow it indoors. We grow it outdoors and slide it in. Oh, that works. Let's do it that way. So that's the way you're supposed to. It's just super expensive.
Yeah. You guys have a commercial that jumped out at you during the show yesterday?
Oh, I need to. Can I just tell people I'm done with freaking QRs? Like, can we stop with QRs?
What was that one QR?
I don't even know. I don't care.
But have any of us ever stopped the TV,
never
read the QR code, gone on your phone, and done whatever
there was one that kept the QR code up the entire time without telling you?
It was Coinbase
last
year.
Is that who it was? Yeah, somebody did it this year, and I'm like, I don't even care.
And here's the thing. If you're a restaurant, can I just have a menu too, by the way? Can we just have a menu too? Seriously?
Or can we have a Wi-Fi that works?
Yeah.
That's the other part, the QR code. And oh, by the way, I have no Wi-Fi. Nothing works in here.
Nothing.
The drink menu takes 10 minutes to load along the way. Did you have a commercial you liked, Mace?
I really liked the Jack Harlow playing the triangle commercial, which I thought was so damn funny. Because it reminded me of that Saturday Night Live sketch with the cowbell. And at one point, the guy yells, "We're out of triangles, but we got cowbells." I thought it was just good. Classic. Now, what was the commercial? It was for Doritos. Play the angle. That's what the slogan apparently
that
is for Doritos.
Doritos.
I thought that was good. I thought that was good.
I didn't know that was Doritos.
We were kind of talking about that today. Like, what makes a good Super Bowl spot? One that you say, I like the triangle one, but you're not quite sure what it was for?
Yeah.
Or one where, you know, oh, I like that Budweiser commercial?
Yeah. There were a couple of commercials about dogs, and I don't remember which dog goes to which commercial, right?
Right.
I know there were like nice, heartwarming dog ads, but and even as a dog guy, I was wrapped up in those, and at the same time, I'm like, I don't know.
Well, and also,
by the way,
Jesus
that's a massive
has deep pockets.
Fail for the advertiser if you can't remember who it was.
At all.
If you're spending $7 million, really the only thing you're hoping is that people remember your spot. And the fact that Mace just said he remembered two spots but doesn't remember the product,
that's a fail.
Massive fail that, by whoever came up with those spots.
I don't know. What was the Talking Babies about?
I don't know what that
There's
was.
There's always Talking Babies.
Oh, that was E-Trade. E-Trade.
Okay.
Talking Babies.
They brought back the commercial.
Okay. I remember there was John Hamm and Brie Larson in a refrigerator.
By the way,
I couldn't tell you
mayonnaise.
What. Was it mayonnaise?
That was the most random thing in the world. Like, here are three people that you'll never see together. John Hamm, Brie Larson, and Pete Davidson.
Right.
Like, the most random collection.
For mayonnaise.
Did you know Jesus' bank account was
Jesus,
that deep?
Jesus! I mean, everybody...
Two commercials
every
for Jesus.
Every ad had a celebrity. Yeah. Even Jesus had ads. Wow.
Who was the celebrity in the Jesus ad? I missed that one.
Oh, it was Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Jesus was his own celebrity. He did his own spot.
He did his own commercial,
Did you guys understand the Gronk kicker thing?
Well, I knew he was going to attempt a field goal. I didn't know what the ad, and I still don't know.
You would have had
to
have watched the pregame, John. It was on in the pregame stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, because we were all sitting around. I went to the Lakers had a big party at the hotel, and so I didn't watch very many commercials, but we were all sitting around waiting for the Gronk thing. And then it came, and he missed the field goal, and they super up, but you still win. And I don't know who that was for.
FanDuel.
But you get like a bet.
Yeah, it's probably
a free bet.
Yeah, or something
on
like that.
On FanDuel, something like that.
Yeah, kind of weird.
Yeah. I think Super Bowl commercials, if they're done right, are great. Like, for example, I didn't know what popcorners were until I saw Breaking Bad ad, right? So I didn't know what that was. Sometimes introducing it, sometimes it's, again.
Oh, the Ben Affleck one was funny.
Hilarious.
Yeah, I thought that was funny.
Full Boston.
That one was funny.
Yeah. I remember the movie ad, Flash. And Fast
Flash,
X.
Fast
and Indiana
Fast
Jones.
Indiana Jones, yeah. I remember those. Yeah, absolutely.
Jones,
they stuck with me. Yeah.
I don't know. Indiana Jones at 80?
I'm going. One last time.
I'm going. I'm going.
An 80-year-old archaeologist.
Last night I watched a show he's in called Shrinking. It's a half-hour comedy on Apple. It's Harrison Ford and Jason Segel. It's really, really good. Really funny.
All right.
About shrinks.
Apparently this is going to be his last feature film.
The Indiana Jones?
He's retiring from movies.
Okay.
Oh, no way. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, hope he retires.
It's
Indy,
man.
Planes.
Oh, man. Remember that?
That was not
landed
great.
Landed on Sentinel, I
well,
think.
That's, so when was that? Was that 8-9 years ago?
Yeah.
Right? And everybody's like, okay, it's time to take away his pilot's license, but we're still going to let him make a movie.
He's in my neighborhood, so whenever I hear a plane go by, I'm like, I hope that's not Harrison.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I do.
Hey, Sonata, did Aria have fun at the Warriors game?
She did. So for those that don't know, I took my daughter. She's become a Warriors fan. She loves Stephen Clay. Since I did the game on Saturday, I flew her up with me. My brother-in-law lives up there, so we got tickets for the game, and they got to hang out. But she did. She had a blast. She was a little bummed she didn't get to meet Clay because it didn't
work
out.
How old is she?
She's 8.
Okay.
So this will be like her first real memory of something like this.
Right.
She wanted to meet Clay, but we missed his shooting time just because I was busy doing work.
Right.
But she met Michael. I said, I'm introduced you to Clay's dad. And she was into meeting Clay's dad.
That's cool.
I was happy about that.
Yeah.
So,
What's the right age to start dragging your kids to games?
Because 8 is right.
We did it so early, and it's like,
but
what are we doing?
They don't remember
at all. Like, you could take your 4-year-old to a baseball game, and they're going to remember the hot dog.
I never
and the
understand
Coke.
The baby with the headphones.
I don't get that. Unless you're like family of someone who's there.
Do you
like,
have to
I get
pay
that.
For a baby with headphones?
No.
Okay.
No.
Lap
that means
like
the sitter canceled.
Baby with headphones free.
The sitter canceled on you. Yeah, you have to take the baby. Yeah, that's it.
But 8 years old feels like, John, you know, I don't know. 8 years old feels like the time that they'll actually remember something.
Do you remember the first thing you went to?
Yeah. When I remember the first thing I ever went to was Miami-Notre Dame game, and I was like 7 or 8 years old.
Okay.
And it was at the Orange Bowl.
Mace, do you remember the first game
it
you went
to? It was an Indians game, and Andre Thornton hit the game-winning home run. I remember that.
Do you remember, DeMarco?
Bootsy Collins concert.
Okay.
That was the first thing I ever went to that I remember. Yeah.
First thing I ever remember going to was an Angel Kansas City Royal game, and George Brett hit 2 home runs.
There you go.
Wow.
Locked on forever.
That's the first thing I remember.
What about you, Ireland?
First Rams Niners with my dad's friend who was a huge Niner fan, and the Rams won, and that was my introduction to the Ram Niner rivalry. It was great. I was probably 7.
John, she did ask me after we left your booth, though. She's like, did he just talk about me on the radio?
Yes,
I said,
yes.
She's like, oh, wow, that's cool. Referring to you.
Does she know what you do for work?
She does.
Does she
does.
Know
but
that
she
you
didn't
talk
know
about
what
her?
John, she figured, she saw the headsets, but she didn't know if it was TV, if it was radio. So she asked me if
that's
it was
cool.
the radio. I said, yeah, John and Michael do the radio.
games.
So how bummed are you guys that there's no more football?
I'm okay.
Travis, it's not that there's no more football. It's just we have to wait until August.
Well, that means there's no more football until August.
Wait a minute. What about the USFL?
I knew it was coming.
I'm out.
Why?
I told you this.
No it's way. Ball.
No.
Sedano.
They pushed it pretty hard. They pushed
not
it pretty hard.
That bad.
USFL, XFL, and that's an ESPN property this summer, this spring too. No thanks. I'm out.
By the way, I like your slogan. USFL.
It's not that
it's
bad.
It's not that bad.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
It's not.
There you go. I like that.
Flip around a half hour. Wait, like, that's a touchdown. I'll take it.
Here's what happens. We've seen this now with the USFL, the XFL, and the whatever the AF they had that
AAF
or whatever. The first week, you get a ton of people to watch, right? Like a good number, right? Like just under a million, but like, wow, oh, wow, maybe we could have football in the spring. And then every week it starts to ticker down and down and down and down to the point where it's like maybe 150,000 people are watching by the end of the season.
They got a lot of tight shots, a lot of tight shots of the field, not a lot of glamour shots from overhead.
John, we'll all be knee deep, hopefully, in the Lakers making the playoffs at that point and the NBA playoffs in general, right, John?
Well, they're better. They're better with these new guys. It's just a matter of, I heard you guys talking about this, can they leapfrog all the teams that are in front of them? And LeBron's out again tonight. I just got word about that. Yeah. So I'm thinking probably play-in tournament, but maybe they go on a run and get to the six. But at this point, isn't play-in tournament probably the likely scenario?
Yes. Yes.
Well, the time is running out fast. There's only 25 games left.
Yeah.
I mean, and LeBron's not going to play tonight. Maybe he doesn't play on Wednesday night when they play the Pelicans. You get a week off, and then now you got 23 games. You're probably still in 13th place by that point. You got to hit the gas.
Plus, it's kind of a science project at this point, right? You're importing six guys into a roster. It's basically a third of the roster.
But now they've got a bunch of professional players.
No, there's no question.
Okay,
about
like
that.
This roster, had this been the roster, John and I talked about this on Saturday when I ran into him. If this was the roster they had at the beginning of the season, they're a playoff team.
NBA players.
Yeah,
they're the guys that are playing even on nights where LeBron and AD don't play. NBA quality.
Yeah.
It's noticeably different.
So I'm looking at it right now. Who do they got to leapfrog? Portland. I think Golden State will be in there. I'm looking at who's in the play-in right now. New Orleans, Minnesota. I still feel like Minnesota will bounce out eventually. OKC. Yeah, so they got Portland, Utah. They can bounce those two. Those two are now looking to hit go in the other direction. They've traded away a lot of assets. OKC is young. I think they'll fall out. So the Lakers can get into 10. The Lakers can get to 10, I think, just with this new roster, which means then they play the 9. Hold on.
Yeah,
how does that
work? 7-8
play, the loser then plays
the winner of 9-10.
Right. Yeah, so they'd have to play the Warriors right now.
That's what was that look for, Trav?
You got to hold for Minnesota.
They beat the Warriors in a one gamer.
They did last time. Hold for Minnesota.
Yeah, that seems like a better deal. I don't need Steph, Clay, Draymond, and that group in a one-game situation.
John, I'll write your script for you. The Lakers are facing the Minnesota Timberwolves, where the Lakers used to play many, many years ago.
There you go.
Well done.
Milk all the old-time stories for as long as we can.
Super Crosstalks powered by In-N-Out Burger. That's what a hamburger is all about. Mason and Ireland coming up next.